Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789.
On a cold and gray Chicago.
I'll tell you, there is a fascinating insight from an expert on the Secret Service about these so-called texts that were so-called deleted, that were subpoenaed by the January 6th Commission. And here's what's happened. A fellow named Jeffrey Robinson. Jeffrey Robinson was with the Secret Service for much of his career. He's one of the most experienced Secret Service agents, and he's written a book, What It's Like to Be Inside the Secret Service. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Now, he's an expert, and he was interviewed, and they said, well, what about this? The Secret Service says there were texts during the insurrection that were deleted to make way for other things, you know, just clearing the devices. He laughed. He said, that's a scam. Let me tell you something about it, what happened. He said, when the president is traveling, I didn't even know this, there are 150 to 200 agents at every point where he's going to stop or slow down. 150 to 200 agents all through the crowd. They all have microphones on their sleeves and earpieces. They talk by radio. I remember, believe it or not, this is a long time ago, in 1978, Jimmy Carter was president, and he was looking to run for re-election in 1980. Unfortunately, he didn't make it against Ronald Reagan. But in any event, he sent Chip Carter, his son, to Milwaukee for an event, and I was at that event. And there was a Secret Service agent with Chip Carter, his son. And suddenly the guy started to talk into his sleeve. And I turned to the guy, I said, what's he doing talking into his sleep? He said he's talking to the Secret Service in Sheboygan. Now, I'm in Milwaukee, right? In Sheboygan. That's about, what, 55 miles away from Milwaukee? And this reminded me of the old Dick Tracy cartoons where, you know, you have the watch radio and all that. Now that's nothing technologically. But back then, that was a big deal. Well, they've been doing this for 50 years or more. And Jeffrey Robinson said, they don't send texts. Are you kidding me? If they sent texts, it was because they didn't want to be on the radio. They were concealing it. And then he said, and let me tell you something, there's no such thing as deleting a text or an email. You may delete it from your server. You may delete it from your phone. You may delete it from a lot of places. But if the NSA, the National Security Agency, wants to find it, they'll find it. It's out in the ozone. So he said what the January 6th Commission should do is to hone in and say, are you kidding me? You're texting right in the middle of this guy traveling on the way to an insurrection, and there's 150 to 200 agents around, and what? Nobody wants to go on the radio? What are you hiding? What are you hiding? I'm not sure some of them weren't on the radio, quite frankly. And what about Jeffrey Robinson's statement? You say you deleted them because you want to make room on your devices? Baloney. Go to the NSA and have them recover them. This is a cover-up. It's a cover-up by the Secret Service. The Secret Service is good, there's no question, but they're overly zealous, and at some point they can get mistaken. Their duty, their loyalty is to the United States, not to Donald, not to the individual. The individual, the president, is synonymous with the United States, in many respects, ceremonially. The president of the United States is the head of state and the head of government. What does that mean? In merry old England, they have it split. The queen is the head of state. The prime minister is the head of government. But we put it in one person, one guy, head of state and head of government. So you want to be loyal to the head of state because the head of state is your state, is the United States. And they call him, obviously, POTUS, President of the United States, P-O-T-U-S, POTUS. When the president gets on a Navy ship, when he gets on the Navy ship, there's an announcement, the sailors bring to attention, he's piped on, and they go, United States arriving, United States on board. If the admiral comes on a ship, that's a very big deal. They hoist the admiral's flag. Every admiral has his own colors. These are flag officers, his own flag. And they'll say, Comserve Lant arriving, you know, giving his, it's a very big formal deal. It's very chilling. It's very neat. the president was never on my ship, but, you know, there were senior officers that would come on our ship to visit or inspect, and it's very neat. But he is the United States, the president. United States arriving. Well, in this case, however, when the president of the United States is inciting an insurrection to keep him in power and launch a coup and overturn an election, that's a different story. The Secret Service, like always, should talk into their sleeves and listen in their earbuds. They always do that. Jeffrey Robinson said that. They always do it. There's 150 to 200 of them along that route. 150 to 200 of them. What? They all texted? What? They took out their thumbs and they texted. Are you kidding me? You can talk a lot quicker than you can text. And if they did text, if some order went out, radio silence, that's very, very concerning. That's a cover-up. All right, get the text. Oh, I got rid of him because you what? You didn't have space? You couldn't, what? Come on, come on. You didn't have an iPhone? What are you texting on, Jack? Get the NSA to get to the bottom of this. But the Secret Service, it's a cock and bull story, an absolutely cock and bull story. And it leads you to wonder, why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? Obviously, they want to be loyal to the president. They are going to get the driver of the car to say that Trump didn't try to grab the steering wheel, even though Tony Ornato told the witness that he did, Cassidy Hutchinson, that he did. Trump skunked them all. He said, I wasn't even in the car until a Capitol Police officer showed a picture of him in the car. I mean, they got to get their story straight, but why are they trying to get their story straight? What story is there to get straight? What's straight? What happened? What happened? Tony Ornato, who is the deputy chief of staff, had been with the Secret Service. He was especially loyal to Trump, remember? And he has lied before to protect Trump during the Lafayette Square clearing. Remember Trump? They sent him in to beat up protesters and shove journalists and break their cameras in one case, so he could walk across Lafayette Square to a church and hold up a Bible. Remember that? Well, Tony Ornato was told by Alyssa Farah Griffin, deputy communications director, if you're going to do this, for Pete's sake, at least warn the journalists. You do not want to punch or hurt a journalist or break their equipment. Remember, they're journalists. They cover us. Ornato, that was not passed on by Ornato to anybody. They did go on. They roughed up journalists. They shoved at least one cameraman as his camera hit the ground. And Ornato afterwards lied and said, no, Alyssa Farah Griffin didn't tell me that. Now he's lying and saying Cassidy Hutchinson didn't tell me anything. And I didn't tell Cassidy Hutchinson that this was going to be very bad. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far.